Some classic fiction next. The World According to Garp by John Irving, first published in 1978. The best-selling American author John Irving, now 78 years of age, is unique in the world of literature. Before writing modern-day classics such as The Cider House Rules and A Prayer for Owen Meany, both translated into 35 languages and made into films, he spent 20 years competing as a professional wrestler. Irving's parents separated before he was born, and he never knew his father. He was sexually abused by an older woman when he was only 11. These experiences scarred him and are reflected in his work. In his own words, Irving has used his large-scale, multi-layered novels to address what he calls America's puritanism, her pettiness, her sexual anarchy, her dysfunctional families, her damaged children, her bullying patriotism. His great strengths are narrative and character, just like his hero Charles Dickens. Published in 1978, The World According to Garp was Irving's fourth novel. A feminist book with a strong-willed heroine, it was an immediate bestseller that propelled Irving to international fame. The novel tells the tale of two lives, those of T.S. Garp and his mother Jenny. She is a Second World War nurse who wants a child, but definitely not a husband.
I wanted a job, and I wanted to live alone. That made me a sexual suspect. Then I wanted a baby, but I didn't want to have to share my body or my life to have one. That made me a sexual suspect, too.
One of Jenny's patients is an airman with severe brain damage and an almost permanent erection. She rapes him and becomes pregnant. She then raises her son by herself. He grows up and becomes interested in sex, wrestling, and writing fiction. After Garp's graduation in 1961, Jenny takes him to Vienna, where her son writes his first novella. She, in turn, starts writing her autobiography, entitled A Sexual Suspect. The World According to Garp is full of observations about the art of fiction. The young writer, for example, places emphasis on the importance of memory.
It is only the vividness of memory that keeps the dead alive. A writer's job is to imagine everything so personally that the fiction is as vivid as our personal memories.
Garp then marries Helen, the daughter of a wrestling coach, and begins a family. His mother, after the success of her autobiography, is now a famous feminist icon who works to support women who have been traumatized by men. Through her, Garp meets many different kinds of women, including a transgender ex-football player. He is unfaithful to his wife, but he is gentle on himself.
He would always call her the wisest of my life's decisions. He made some unwise decisions, he would admit. But in the first 5 years of his marriage to Helen, he was unfaithful to her only once, and it was brief.
Garp is a devoted parent who is desperately worried about the safety of his two young boys, Duncan and Walt, in a dangerous world.
Helen knew Garp was thinking up a story to tell Walt after dinner. She knew Garp did this to calm himself whenever he was worried about the children, as if the act of imagining a good story for children was a way to keep children safe forever.
In fact, Garp's fears extend much further than the safety of his two children. He is obsessed with mortality. This is another recurring theme in Irving's books and in his own life.
It had been an unpleasant sensation for Garp, shortly after Duncan turned 6, to smell that Duncan's breath was stale and faintly foul in his sleep. This was Garp's first awareness of the mortality of his son.
Garp and his family experience some troubling events, which transform and evolve the characters. They culminate in a horrific accident, which more than justifies Garp's fears. The novel has many of the elements of a typical Irving work. It contains numerous Irving motifs, including bears, wrestling, and adultery. It has a complex Dickensian plot, and the story is told in wonderfully entertaining prose. When Irving wrote it, he thought that its theme of sexual hatred would quickly become dated. In fact, in these times of sexual intolerance and violence, the book has never been more topical.